Donald Trump to become first U.S. president to speak at March for Life. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 22, 2020. Donald Trump will become the first president in U.S. history to speak at the March for Life on Friday on the National Mall. "We are deeply honored to welcome President Trump to the 47th annual March for Life," said Gene Mancini, March for Life president. "He will be the first president in history to attend, and we are so excited for him to experience in person how passionate our marchers are about life and protecting the unborn." Trump earlier proclaimed January 22, the anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade, to be National Sanctity of Human Life Day, a day when the nation proudly and strongly reaffirms our commitment to protect the precious gift of life at every stage, from conception to natural death. The president said in his proclamation, "Every person, the born and unborn, the poor, the downcast, the disabled, the infirm, and the elderly, has inherent value. Although each journey is different, no life is without worth or is inconsequential, the rights of all people must be defended. On National Sanctity of Human Life Day, our nation proudly and strongly reaffirms our commitment to protect the precious gift of life at every stage, from conception to natural death." Many in the pro-life movement consider Trump to be the most pro-life president in U.S. history. From the appointment of pro-life judges and federal workers, to cutting taxpayer funding for abortions here and abroad, to calling for an end to late-term abortions, Mancini said, "President Trump and his administration have been consistent champions for life, and their support for the March for Life has been unwavering. We are grateful for all these pro-life accomplishments and look forward to gaining more victories for life in the future," she added.